is he trying to say to us in this parable? The man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to the third 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and said the good accounts to them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bring the additional 5. He said, Master, give me 5 talents. See, I have been fivefold. His mother said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. The Gospel of the Lord.
Sister, know that I was in Fatima last week. I just came home yesterday, Friday. I left Fatima in the morning at 7:30 a.m. I arrived London 10. Departure, evening 6, and arrive for Hong Kong this afternoon 2 p.m. So altogether, more than 16 hours. You may ask me, do I have jet lag? So far, not yet. It will come, don't worry. Not this time. I'm still sound. As you know, the parable is beautiful, eh? 5 against 5. You know, I didn't read the other one. I don't want you to learn from that fellow. He got 1, and he keep it on the ground. And then when the master come, Master, that's yours. You know, many times, we don't use our talents. I don't want to use... Follow that example. That's why I don't read that kind. So that you have learned from this. I earn five more. That's what we are called to live. And many times, many people say that. We say that also. All the priests are called. They are nuts. They don't have much qualities. It's so true, right? The quality doesn't come from our talent. The quality comes from the people serving together the Lord. And that's what we are gained. So priests, in a certain sense, we are nothing. With you, we can be something. Without you, who we are. We are servants. And of course, you too, you are servants of the family. The usefulness is because you're smart, you're talented. It's good, but it's not all. You don't use it to serve. You just keep it. This is not the talent. Talents, it's for people. So don't think, I'm smart. You have to ask one question. How do you use it? How do you treat people? This is how we have to learn from life. And I like another phrase from the communion antiphon. Have them from extracting from St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 23 to 24. Jesus says, Amen, I say to you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive, And it shall be given to you, says the Lord. Us will be given. Although we are not talented, we can ask, not for yourself, for people. This time I went to Fatim, not because of I like to journey. In fact, there was a 4 days retreat, by the way. It's run by the Filipino priest. Some years ago, Pope John Paul II was in Manila. And he entrusted this kind of alliance of the two hearts to Cardinal Fidel. And he asked the priest, he calls Father Bing, it's his nickname, Father Bing, to follow this guidance from the Pope, to have consecration to the two hearts of Jesus and to have Immaculate Heart of Mary. So ever since, these priests around the world promoting the wish of the Pope, the last Pope, that the kind of alliance, consecration to the two hearts, especially in the family. So I went there, I just joined their spirituality of kind of consecration. What do you have to do? Consecration doesn't mean you just pray the whole day. You have to change. Change yourself. What I learned a little bit because I have jet lag when I'm going there, so I step sometimes during the talk. But what I learned, just a little thing, consecration means you exchange your heart with our Lord, a Virgin Mary. Many times we say, today, what Paul says today is that I live, not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. In a certain sense, today, you, not you, but Jesus lives in you. Today, it's not you, but Mary lives in you. With her heart, totally to the will of God. Heart of Jesus, totally for people. Nothing, not even 1 cent for himself. That's how we are all called to this consecration. Minute by minute, all the time, doing the will of God. Even in suffering, we know that we belong to Christ. We offer little things, little bit to Jesus. For sinners, that's important. And this why, in one of the sections, they show us the reality of the day, the world today. Adoration of idols. Idols doesn't mean there's a image of money, sexual behavior, gambling, even hit songs. They kept your mind away from the Lord. Even today, the WhatsApp can't be, you can addicted, have no time for your family, no time for your prayer. That's the worst thing. I'm not saying that I used the WhatsApp all the time to communicate with the Word of God. But otherwise, we have used to all the I don't know how, all those games. And some people tell me the whole night he can sit up and buy more. And buy more. Addicted. It's okay. But once you're addicted, you have low heart. You lost your heart to people. Your mind over there. This is your idol. This is not a consecration. This is the heart of Jesus. Heart of Jesus is always caring. The one next to you. Heart of Mary is always embracing, forgiving, bringing people to the Lord. We are all called to be the disciples. And this is, we are all called together, one family in Him, in Blessed Sacrament. That's why all these days, whenever there's a talks, there's some lay people in the chapel with exposition of Blessed Sacrament praying for us. So all the time, Father Bing, when he's now he's all over the world, but wherever he goes, the whole night he sits up in prayer from 1:30 to 3 o'clock prayer, and then 3 o'clock mass, and then silence until 6 o'clock. And this is how they train themselves to be in the Lord. You can imagine the holy priests, all the people following him. I'm not following him yet. Don't think that I get up at 1:30 in the morning and say my prayer at 3 o'clock. I was sleeping. But anyway, you can imagine people with your calling do something more or something less. So this is kind of example. This is a kind of example. Do something more. You will say, oh, Father, I say the rosary. Okay. Say something more. With more hearts. With more time. If you used to 10 minutes, give it to 15 minutes. 5 minutes more. Be generous to the Lord. You never say, start today. Say some prayer. Stick with the rosary. When you start to pray, start to offer yourself. That's your prayer. That's your ask. Ask will be given. So don't worry. The Lord is hearing. The Lord is attending. It depends on you. Where are you? Are you looking at Him? Are you listening to His calling? So, I hope that all of us listen with this heart and follow Him on a daily basis. Daily basis. Don't think too much about tomorrow. Tonight, before you go to bed, you've never seen the rosary. Start today. You don't have rosary? I have. I can give you after Mass. Hold it as you hold the hand of our Heavenly Mother and say it with your heart, and you will see. So most of you from the Philippines, and this is a movement from the Philippines. Cardinal Vidal, it's your pastor there. So he is inviting, especially you, calling you. And I could say, I'm not saying that it's a Filipino movement, but it's mostly the Filipino people are following. So I'm not Filipino. I'm just called to attend, but just telling you, if you the heart, join these two hearts together. Heart of Jesus, heart of Mary. And this is our simplicity of life. With this heart of forgiving, heart of sharing, heart of embracing.